say the owner was miyayish. For sure, the owner gave up already. He doesn't plan on getting it back. That's what Rashi holds.
Then weiter. But another meister was Rava heavy shokel v'yozer basa Rav Nachman. Rava was walking in the back of Rav Nachman v'shukah the galdoi and the shuk where the tan is. They work on skin there. V'yarmulah some say v'shukah the rabbonim and the shuk where the rabbonim were fed were found. No, the kids said there were a lot of rabbim there. The chur rabbon here chur mean a rabbim of Yisraelim. Omalei, so yes, them back. Motza kananik. If somebody finds a wallet here that has a siman on it, ma, what's the locha? It's a mokum a rabbim of Yisrael. Can I keep it or not? Omalei, he said, Harayel Shalom, yes, you have a right to keep it. So Mashmi Pasmal Gashim Ben Lozob, even B'mokam Rav Yisrael, also you're allowed to keep it. But then he said, boy, Yisrael, let's say a Jew comes by, V'nosnum B'simin and gives me a simin, ma, what's the locha? Omalei, he said, back to Harayel Shalom, he should know me, Yikir Adin, you're still allowed to keep it. Because even though we said before, Lifnim Meshurah Adin, you should return it, that's only a person that wants to be Noig, Lifnim Meshurah Adin. But a normal person that doesn't have such midas, so he is allowed to keep it. So tomorrow, but what's going to be? But the Jew now is screaming and saying, it's mine, I wasn't miyayish. So how do you have a right to keep it? So tomorrow says, so what? It's like he's screaming upon his house that fell down already. And screaming, don't touch it, it's not falling. He's screaming about his ship that drowned in the ocean. In other words, it drowned already. Here also, we say that for sure, when the owner lost it, since he lost it to Makam Arabim, he was miyayish. And that's it, you're allowed to keep it. I now, when he sees somebody has it, he starts to scream, he wants it back. He's like screaming over spilled blood already. He can't get it back. He was already miyayish. Right. So the Chur here should also be a right that we passed in the Shem and Allah, the Fidl of Mokom, Roy of Yisrael. Now the Gemara says, who diyoy, there was a bird, Rashi has an oif. The Shoko Bisroy took a piece of meat, the Shuka from a Shuk, from a marketplace. The Shadiyah Bitznaisa, the Vei Bamorian. And he threw it down by the palm trees of the Vei Bamorian. So Osla came with the bayin. They came with the bayin out of Charlotte. Can I keep it or not? Omle, he said back to him, Zil Shukrelo Nashko. You're allowed to take this meat and use it for yourself. Fred Gemara, for Aruba the Yisraelinu. Aye, this city here was, this Shuk, was Rav Yisraelin. So Chur Shammim Benov, and here we have a good proof, that Allah Kashur Man Allah, Zafil of Rav Yisrael, even my Rav Yisrael. Because that's where I said you're allowed to keep it. Sumar says, maybe no. I tell you, Shani Diyar, when a bird comes and takes away your meat, I tell you here it's better. Tekezuta Shoyam Dami. When the bird has it, considered avud v'menu mikol adam, it's called loss from everybody. Therefore, it's an automatic hefka. That's why you're allowed to keep it. Now, maybe when it's not loss from everybody, maybe we have no proof of passing the Shemana laws even by Rabbi Yisrael. Now, there was another kasha. So, what are you telling me now? If the bird takes away meat, you're allowed to eat it. Fred Gemara, I am a Rav. Rav said, "Bosa shenasal minayin asa." So, the chur of bosa that the eye doesn't see it anymore. It's also teeth. Like we have to be afraid. Maybe it got exchanged with treifa. Like maybe a guy was there and exchanged your meat for guy treifa meat. Meat is only kosher. We always know that's kosher. So here, when the bird picked up the meat, so true it's talking about Rav Yisraelim, that it was taken from a shuk of Rav Yisraelim. But lechura now, when it's thrown down in your palm tree, you didn't see where the meat came from. So it should be also for you to use the meat. So Mura says, I'll tell you what we're talking about over here. We're talking about that you saw the bird the whole time. Or else Jews were there that saw the way the bird took the meat out of the Yid's house. And they saw the way the bird deposited in your backyard. In such a case, you're allowed to keep it. You're allowed to eat it. But Rabbi Chanina Motza Gdi Shochet. Rabbi Chanina found a kid that was Geshochten. Bein Tferle Tzipora, between the city Tferle and Tzipora. V'tiruloi. The Chum said, you know what, you're allowed to eat this meat. And most probably with a good shechit was done to it. And therefore, you're allowed to eat the meat. Yeah. Omer Rabbi Ami, Hetiruloi Mishum Metzia. What's the pshat? What do they say you're allowed to? The Matthew Mishum Tzi is not Gezel Chavshim Ben Eloza, because even though it's Rav Yisraelim, we pass on Chavshim Ben Eloza. Or Mishum Shchita, why is the Mut Mishum Shchita? Kerev Chanina Benoy Shav Yosef Glili. Tatanya, we learned Harei Shav Dulei Gedi. If somebody lost his kids, an animal here, the Tana Gerlo, and lost the chickens, for Holachum Motzen Shchutin, and later you found them in the street, and you found them Geshochtim with a Shchita done to it already. We have you dice. Have you said this also? Like, you don't know who made a Shchita. Maybe a guy made a shechita. Maybe a cotton did it. Maybe didn't do a good job. So you can't eat the meat. Rabbi Chanina b'nai Shem Yosef Lili Mati. He says, no, you have a right to use the shechita. He always says, Rav Mitzvah Nesha Shechita Mumchen Heim. So you have a right to say, it's probably a good sheikh that did it, therefore it's kosher. Omer Rabbi says like this, Nirin Divri Rabbi Yehuda. When do I like Rabbi Yehuda? That he says it's also, Kishimotsum Bashba. You found it in the junkyard. then it's also. Like Rashi says, Yaderech Nevela Lashlich Liyashpa. Usually you throw your Nevelas in the Yashpa. So you found it in the Yashpa, most probably it's a junk. It's a Nevela. But V'divri Rabbi Chanina, B'noish Rabbi Yosef Lili, Kishimotsim Abayis. You find it in the house, then most probably it was good stuff, they made a good Shechita. Now, maybe it's a real life Mishram Shechita, since they said you were allowed to eat this meat because the Shechita was done good, the Chur Rav Yisro Ninu. We're talking about a place that drove people here are Jews. And still they said you're allowed to keep the meat Mishram Gezel. So here's another good proof. Shamat Mino, here's a good proof. Halacha Gashem Baralazah, Philip Brave Yisraelim. You're Brave Yisrael. We pass Gashem Baralazah in a place for Brave Yisrael. So another good proof. Amar Rav, the Rav answers back, no, it could be Rav Kananim. We're talking about here, this place was Rav with them, we're Goyim here. But I'll tell you, for Rav Tavche Yisrael, but most people that Shecht are Jews. So if you found this piece, and you found the animal, Geshachtin, so the animal's a kosher animal you can see. And you see a Shechita was done to it, that's why you'll not eat it. So Mishum Metzi Yitzmutah, because Rav Kananim are there. Mishum Shechita Yitzmutah, because Rav Shechtim are Yisraelim. Rav Ami Ashnecha Pagia Shechutais. He found birds that were Geshachtin. Bains Ferli Litzipari. Also, the Kamer Ravasi came upon a Ravasi. The Yarmulon, some said the Kamer Rav Yechanan. The Yarmulon, some say they're Medrash. Stop, he went into the base of Medrash. He asked the Shal in the base of Medrash. Can I keep these birds? Can I eat the birds? The Yarmulon, they said back to him, Zil Shkolo Nashiko. You're allowed to go and keep the birds for yourself. So the Khuri meant to say, can you do it also? We have Yitzhak Nafka, Ashkecha, the Khuri, the same halachas here. That, Rav Tavcha Yisrael, so you have right to say, Geshachtan by Yisrael, and who Adin, it was either the case was Rav Kananim, or else it was even by Rav Yisrael, and we pass can even Rav Yisrael is also Mutta. Whatever we pass can, that's the way the case would be. We have Yitzhak Nafcha, Ashkach, Kibura, the Azli, Be Azluye. He found a bunch. Rashi says, Motza Pakir Shotovi. He found a bunch of, let's say, of threads of wool, Lamechmarish Rishosois, Lamachim Shasiyotim Mitsuyim. He found like wool that you make nets with. In a place where there are hunters. The kids of the hunters use this to make nets and they hunt their animals with it. So again, Ascha, he found Tiburi, a bundle. The Azli Bay Azluya of threads that they make, nets out of. Is also the kind of Rabbi Yechon in front of Rabbi Yechonan, V'yamla Bei Medrosha, yes, in the base of Medrosha, V'yamla, and they said to him, Zil Shekol Nashiko, you let it keep it for yourself.
Now, we the Maisa hold, it's only B'mokim Sherev Kinanim that it's mutter to keep it. But if you find it B'mokim Sherev Yisrael, then the Maisa Tchayel Hachris. The Chul Aloch, it's only if you find it B'mokim Rev Kinanim.
Rashi says, B'mokim Sher Tzayodim Suyim, you found in a place that there are a lot of people there, and since there are a lot of people there, we take a pasuk and it's an automatic Yish Bailim. That the owner was Miyayish, therefore we're allowed to keep it. Yeah. Start the Mishnah. V'yei l'chayim. These are cases that you find the Mitzir, you have to return it. Motza peris b'kli. You find peris inside the kli. So Rashi says, Tam kli yesh by simen. So since the owner has a simen, you have to return it to him. Oy kli k'moshirot. You find the kli by itself, a vessel. A vessel has a simen, you have to return it. Moyos b'kis. You find money in a pocket, in a wallet. So the wallet has a simen, you have to return it. Like kiss kamashu, you find the wallet by itself, you have to return it. See, bure peris, you find the bundle of peris. The Gemara will say what the simon is. Either minion, the amount, or else the muck on the place. Or else, see, bure moyes, you find a pile of money. You have to return it. Now, shloishomat, what's called a pile of money? Shloishomat beis, three coins, ze agav ze, one on top of another. And the Gemara will explain what the simon is. Now, krikhres b'shus ha-yochid. If you find bundles of wheat in b'shus ha-yochid, they don't get kicked around there, so there's a simon, you have to return it. The kikrusha balabayis, privately baked bread that has a simen on it, you have to return it even if it's found b'shus rabim. As we said before, because people don't trample over food. So therefore it's called a simen that's not also lidoris. It's a good simen, you have to return it. The gizei tsemer, a bundle of wool, halakuchin mi beisumen, that you buy from the factory. No, it's not pure raw wool, but it's made in the factory already, so then there's a simen exactly how it was made, so you have to return it. Kadi yain v'kadi shemen. You find barrels of wine and barrels of oil. Harei l'chayv l'achos. You have to return it. Like we said before, we're talking about now. Before they opened up the yitzrais, that it was the kli cheres. They opened up the cover and then they sealed it down again with cement. So the way they seal it down, there's a simen there. Therefore, the simen on the kli, you have to return it. The Gemara says like this. Taima, what's the reason why you have to return it? Taima de motza peris, because you found fruits the kli in a vessel, or else umoyis bekit. You found money in the wallet. That's why you have to return it. Mashmaho kli, if you found the kli, or the fun of Paris, and the apples were emptied out already. The apples were outside the kli. Or else kiss, you found the wallet. Or the fun of mois, the money was emptied, was out of the wallet, was in front of the wallet. Mashmah then areel shaloi, then you're allowed to keep the money. then you're allowed to keep the peiros. True, the kelim you have to return, they have a simin. But the fruits, there's no simin of the money, you're allowed to keep the money. For the Gemara Taninon, it the Gemara says Taninon, Lohorot Tanar Rabbonim, we learned like this. We learned, Motza Kli, you found the Kli. Or the front of peiros, in front of it, there's some fruits. Or else Kis, you found a wallet. Or the front of Mos, in front of it, there's money. Luck was a real Shaloi, you're allowed to keep it. In a Hanami. All right, turn over. In other words, you have a right to say that the money is from someplace else. It didn't come from the Kli. So even though the Kli, there's a simon on the Kli, you have to return. But the money or the pay was that you're allowed to keep. What about the Miktsosim, the Kli, or Miktsosim Agadikarka? Let's say five apples are still inside the jug, inside the barrel, and five are outside in front of it. Or else Miktsosim, the Kis, five coins is still in the wallet. Or Miktsosim Agadikarka, and five coins are outside on the ground. Then Chayav Lachris. Then you have to return it. They must probably say that the money that fell out now came from the wallet. Since some are still inside, the money that fell out also came from the inside. Therefore, since it's a simon on the wallet, you have to return those things. The Rashi says, "Adav Machia Tanach Agadikarka Tanachu." We see clearly that the money outside comes from the kiss, comes from the wallet. On this remit, I have a question. It says, "Alocha Motza Davar Shein by Simin, Pitsa Davar Sheish by Simin." Like you find money near a wallet, is Chayav Lachris. You have to return it. Go about Simin. If our Simin comes to not the Leshalei, he takes his, and if he only says that just the wallet belongs to me, then Zoch Alei B'Davar Shein by Simin. Then for sure you have right to keep the money. But I call upon his mashma though, that if the owner comes and says, listen, the wallet is mine, and the money is also mine, you have to return it to him. Here we see if you find something outside it, you still have to return it to the owner. Not like we said before. Samarav is vid, le kash, there is no stira. Hold the kubra of a kitna, hold the tinu of peri. One's talking about a barrel full of flax, and one's talking about a basket full of peris. So I should say like this. The kubra of a kitna, gigas metelis of pishtin lefanel. You have a barrel and flax in front of it. The vada ya pishin la bekubinofa, the flax did not come from this barrel. Because if it came from the barrel, there would have been some flax left inside. Like how come all of it fell out? And the same thing by kiss and money. Even though some money falls out, there should have still been some money left in the wallet. Then we say that since it all fell out, it didn't come from this wallet, you have to keep the money. But ho, bitzino peri, a basket with apples inside it. There is very shriach. So when the barrel turns over, all the apples fall out. So there, even though all the apples fell outside, still, yet, if the owner comes and gives a simon to the basket, he gets the apples also. Because that's shchiach, that all the apples could fall out. Now, both cases are talking about a basket full of apples. And so, how come one says you have to return and one says you can keep it? You only have to return it if some apples still remain inside the basket. But if no apples remain in the basket, they all fell out, then you have right to keep it. Both cases, nothing, no apples were left in. All of them fell out. One is where the face of the basket is facing the peris. So then we say like these peris fell out from the basket. The other case is where the back of the basket is facing the apples. In other words, the opening of the basket is not connected to the apples. So then we say these apples do not come from this basket, therefore we've got to keep the apples. The boy said, no, there it's not tell you, ho. The boy is saying, Mahor, Bohor, the Mahatri, Apple, Gavitari. Now, both cases are talking about that the opening of the basket is facing the apples. For like Kasha, still there's no Sira. I tell you, Ho, the Yispe, Ugnin, Litsina. One has a rim around the barrel. So, therefore, there should have been an apple left in. Not all the apples fall out so easy. So, if they roll outside, that's a proof it didn't come from the basket. But Ho, the Lespe, Ugnin, Litsina. Here's talking about there's no rim around the basket. Therefore, Shchiach, when the basket falls, all the apples fall out. So, therefore, as long as the face is facing the apples, then we said these apples came from the basket, you have to return both the basket and the apples. Then the Mishnah says, Tibure Teresa Tibure Mois. You find a bundle, a bunch of apple, a bunch of peris, a bunch of money, you have to return. So who, why? It's just a bunch. So Shammai Minov, here should be a proof that Minyan heavy simin. That what's the simin? The amount. That a minyan, he could tell you, I lost five, I lost ten, because there's no other simin here. Someone says, no. Tony learned, Siba peris, one bunch of peris. If so, what is no simin of minyan? Then what is the simon then? Shama mino mokim every simon. The place is the simon. You have a right to pronounce, I found something in this place. And the owner has to tell you what he lost there. So the Sodomar says, let's bring a proof then. Simon heavy, mokim is a simon. Mar says, no, you have no proof because Tani Tiburi Peris. Kitzi, you can't bring a proof each way, either way. One of them is a simen. You don't have a proof which one. I can be matchiya. Either the girsa should be tzibur peris. There are a few bundles here, and then the simen is the amount. Or else maybe there's only one bundle, and then the simen could be the makam. Show us matbeis lo gabizu. You have three cords, one on top of another. Omer Rav Yitzchak, migadlo, vusha asuyin kimigdolim. It has to be like a tower. In other words, the biggest one on bottom, the middle one in the middle, and the smallest one on top. Tani lami hochi. Motzim motzim zog, I found money spread out. Harei l'shloi, you're allowed to keep it. Also, kimigdolim, if it's made like a tower, then chayav hacher, that's a good simen. That's a simen, the owner put it there, left it there, and you have, then you can give a good simen. The yelu hang asuyin kimigdolim, what's called, it's made like a tower. Shloisha matzdeim, three coins, zuag gavzu, one on top of another. So we'll see. We didn't finish yet. Hagufa kash, first of all, the kasha here. A map, you're telling me, motzah, maestah, mazorah, you find money spread out, harel shalai. That's no simen, then you're allowed to keep it. Ha, mishalchufi, master, if one coin is leaning against another coin, they're just touching one another, then chayvach, then you do have to return it. Hey, mistake, what does it say? A simen, kimigdolim, only if it's made like a tower, one on top of another, nicely. Then chayvach, that's called a good simen. Ha, mishalchufi, shalchufi, they're just touching one another, harel shalai, you're allowed to keep it, so it's a stira. And the Gemara Tanam, Tanam means like this, Kol Shein Asuin Kimigdolim. Anytime it's not made like a nice tower, Mifuzaris Karalu, that's called like a spread out, it doesn't have a simon, you have to keep it. Omri Rabbi Kanina, Lashonu Elu Shal Shloishim Malachim from three different kings. Ava Shemel Hecha from one king, and the Chayav HaKadosh not to return it. The Gemara Hecha done, what's the difference? Evi Asuin Kimigdolim, if the coins were made like a tower, one on top of another, Afilu Shemel Hecha Nami, even though it's one king, like one type of a coin, it should also be good simon. Videin Asuin Kimigdolim, Afilu Shal Shloishim Malachim Nami Loi. What does that mean? What does the tower mean? The widest coin, the quarter is on the bottom. And the nickel is in the middle. The zutta, the dime, Eloi is on top. Eloi Mitzir is on top of the middle one. The Amrina, then we say, Anuchi Anchinu. Then we say the owner left it there. And therefore it's called a good simon. He'll come back to get it. Oh, he'll give you a simon. But if it's like all three coins, three quarters, the kulak yadodin in them. If three coins, three quarters, afagal the minchi yadodin, even lying one on top of another, still harayel shalai. Why? Amos, remu yisrami. It just happened that they dropped three at a time. Hubad had done enough, they fell together. But since the owner doesn't know where he lost it, he has no simin, then you're allowed to keep it. The kids, the only time you have to return a bundle of coins is what's made in a migdol, that we say for sure the owner left it there. If you have a shalai, machris. My machris, what do you pronounce? Minion. You have a right to say how many lost. My reserve the more my with lost, I feel trapped in Nami even two also. I'm revealing a tibble machlis. Herod says you have to pronounce that you lost, you found coins. So two is not a simon. When you say three, that's called a good simon. Boy, Reb Yirmiya, Kishir Mao, Kishir Mao, Kasaz, Mao, Kasaz, Mao. All right, we'll stop here, please. All right, we'll stop here. You're holding up Chof Hei Yamar Aleph. Go over again. It's less Gemara again. Two lines, three lines up in the big lines. Amar Rabbi Chanina. Lo Yishan Uvela Shel Shloisha Malachim. When do we say you have to return it if you find the three coins from three different kings, three different type of coins? Abba Shemelech Echad from one kingdom, Ein Echayim V'Achad, then you don't have to return it. What are we talking about over here? Idi Asuyin Kim Gedolim, if the three coins you found piled up one on top of another, even if it's all from one kingdom, so what? It's a good simon. There should be a proof if you found it piled up that the owner put it down there and he just forgot about it. So he'll be able to come back and give you the simon. He knows the makam. He knows that he piled it up. It should be a good simon. So why do I care? But from one kingdom, there's still a good simon here. If the three coins were found not piled up one on top of another, even if they're from three different types of coins from three different kingdoms, so what? It is no simon. Like if it wasn't like a migdol, then we'll say the owner Sam dropped it, and he doesn't know where he dropped it, and it just so there's no simon. So what's the difference? You should be able to keep it. So where it says Ela Yitzim, if you learn Tochid, this is what I meant to say. Loishonu, when do we say you have to return it? Ela Shemelech Echad Ki Ein Shloisha Malachim. True, you found three coins. Could be from the same king, but it looks like three different kingdoms. That means to say, Echidom, what's the case talking about? That there are three different sizes. That's what it means. Now, what does it mean the three coins were found like a tower? That means revicha tisoi. The widest one was on the bottom. The quarter was on the bottom. O mitzi eloi, and the nickel was on top of it. The zuta and the smallest, the dime, eloi mitzi was on top of the middle one. The amrina, if you find three coins like that, a quarter, a nickel, and a dime, then we say, anuche yanchinu, that for sure the owner left it there, put it there. And therefore, just he forgot it there. they'll be able to give you a siman, either the migdal or the plate. If you find it in one kingdom, just means to say that they're all the same sizes, all three quarters. Even though they're lying one on top of another, then you have a right to keep it. Why? Amy, you have a right to say, Yisramu Yisrami, that just the owner just dropped it there. And it happened to be that three coins came one on top of another. But not that the owner really left it there. Then you have a right to say that the owner just dropped it. And if the owner dropped money, there's no simanim. He doesn't know where he dropped it. He doesn't know where it is. Therefore, he's miayish right away. Yeah. Now, Rabbi Yechonin says, Afilu shamelech echad nami machris. No, even if all three coins are the same type, you found three quarters there, still you have to return them. For the Gemara, my machris. Like, what's the simon? What could you be machris then? Gemara says, minyan, yes. There's a simon of minyan. He owes minyan heavy simon. But since the person lost three coins, he could give you a simon that I lost three coins there. For the Gemara, so, Mari Yitlosa, why only three then? Afilu tartanami, even two.